What's up, boys and girls? It's me, your girl, the Guru Warrior. How you doing? Hope you're doing good. You know, seems like a happy day. It was a beautiful day in the greater New York City area today. Beautiful 73 degrees, but damn if I could not stop sneezing. I just want to stop sneezing for at least 15 minutes so I can get through one show. You know, one show. That's it. Just one show. This is the third time me actually trying to start the intro to my show. First time it was a whole bunch of sirens. Woo, 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 woo. Second time it was some gunshots. Papity, pap, 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 pap. And then the third time, my dog started barking. I'm like, well, why didn't you bark at the fucking sirens? Shit. So that it could make it easier for me to, you know, go ahead and do my show. So I had to wait until she stopped barking, running around in a circle, chasing her ass. You know how dogs do. And then she looked at me, stuck her ass up in the air and said, I said, all right, bitch, peace. And shut my door, right? I love my dog. And yes, I call her a bitch because, yeah, she is considered a bitch. And that's okay. She don't mind it. She know what she is. Anyway, online today, I was reading a few comments about Dave Chappelle. Now, y'all have to remember, I'm a little bit older than everybody else, and I grew up on Dave Chappelle, and I love Dave Chappelle. I think he's funny. And the use of the N-word is very prominent in all of his comedy sketches. So if you don't like that word, too motherfucking bad, because you press the button and there he is, you know. So that's it. You know, I'm going to save the whole Dave Chappelle special until I really don't feel too well, you know. And then I go on Twitter and somebody said, do you think that we should make Twitter take down Dave Chappelle's show? I was like, what? Why? So today, I'm going to tell you all about it. I'm going to talk about some inspiring, uplifting shit, you know. And I'm going to play you some funky ass music from my Jersey people. It's all about Jersey and New York today. And I don't know, whatever else I feel like talking about, maybe the election or some shit like that. And I'm gonna tell you something about some autonomous vehicles that got pulled over by the police. That shit is gonna make your day. I'm your girl, the Guru Warrior. Stay tuned for some fun ass shit. I'm playing some music. I'll be back. Peace. I'm out.
Fucked up. Yeah, we back like we never left. We ain't taking no days off.
Another I Believe production.
Look.
Wake up, hit a dab or two. Then I hit the avenue. Hit bro said he got some sour, so I might just grab a few. Smoke some cabbage, clean up like a napkin. I be snapping too. What you asking? Kush be mixed with hash. I call it Captain Goo. Alley-oop, Flintstone mixed with big stones. Yabba dabba do. Pass the matic, I might cause some havoc if you ask me to. You a goof. Chopper hit his domino. Copy cool. My bag of bugaboo and fuck her cause she lovable. Up to something, never nothing when I'm making moves. I might scrape the plate cause I ain't never wasting food. I might raise the stake, different pace when they move. Make haste when they move, ain't no space in my shoes, nigga.
I'm his crush.
Another
I'm in love with the grind, I got dubs on my mind, but would it miss me? Y'all don't love me, stop lying. If I was gone doing time, whether wrong or I'm right, would you forgive me? Y'all ain't gotta forgive me. I'm making songs for the blind, stay strong through the dying is our history. Y'all need to read up and stay woke. I need y'all ready for the fight, but the ghetto lived in spite. Look at Nipsey, cowardice. Another king planted flags and built a dynasty.
Another.
He was trying to make the gangs what they designed to be. He from the school of hard knocks, but it's Ivy League. Ain't no scholarships, we majored in poverty.
Facts.
And he was trying to change that for a lot of people.
All of
now we pray you beat your case, cause we gotta eat you. Make a call to the prison, see if I can reach you. Backspace, arm emoji, how I delete you.
And his correction.
Yeah, League.
Remember when they told me I would never win? Now they heads bang, need a centering. Big wood smoking in a hot tub, 60 inch screen fly Pelican. Battle pass to get up on my leveling. Let the intimidation settle in. My album make a friend wanna tell a friend. This here make a trap nigga wanna spin. When you authentic, they get lost in it. I'm so sauce when I walk with it. I cough venom. Supernova, your star ended. Hard headed when I'm with my dogs, not far fetching. Cops sending shots like they bartender. When a boss in it, we stick and move. I'm the reason dudes done forfeited.
Got these youngins popping pillies like it's Tylenol. Getting kicked out of class cause they nodding off. Politicians owned by businesses, they buy them all. Trickle up economics trying to hide the poor. We need to train our children to be militant. If they ain't fitting in their system, they give them Ritalin. Warriors have higher levels of adrenaline. They dumb them down cause they heart is where rebellion is.
And his courage.
Yo, this is Tommy B. Yo, 2018, wiping the slate clean. Y'all wrote this shit in work release. Hope you like it. Yeah, yo, I haven't grabbed the mic in a while. Sitting up late writing a style. Hit a tour like a rock while I'm biting a child. I was in jail, so I won't be liking a smile. Yo, I haven't grabbed the mic in a while. Sitting up late writing a style. Hit a tour like a rock while I'm biting a child. I was in jail, so I won't be liking a smile. Yo, I haven't grabbed the mic in a while. Yo, we can still be mad at the world just as long as we're happy together. I paint a perfect picture in my mind of the times I spend. Always thinking about tomorrow, my future endeavors. You were always clever, so my mom and my grandpa Tommy was a clever, say never. Even though we never met, that's the way they live. Doing witnesses so we can entertain them. No matter the weather, either middle of summer, after Memorial Day in May and Labor Day in September, or a special Christmas wedding at the end of December, tuxedo on the dresses and sweaters. Ask any chick I knew that I met in school, I was always writing love letters. With my boys philosophic, dropping knowledge on them. I was the hottest rhyme, that boy's a problem. Stop them, Piero, but they call me Tommy. Last name's made of fire. But I was born in a womb, conceived in June or at the end of July. Oh, I can't remember. I don't even have a brain to think. I wasn't even close to a twinkle in my dad's eye. I was made in the back of a Cadillac, and that's a fact. And I was fated to become a bad guy. When I was a teen, I was mad high, rolling the L, puffing up red hair and slashed high. When the snitches blasting ass to God, until the cops it's with the women, Mac and fly. Passionate guy, do or die, SI blue eyes. It's a Southpaw raw Gemini fly. I'm a hazard whenever I rap, cause I'm a rapper guy. Yo, I haven't got the mic in a while. Sitting up late, writing a style. They was roll like a rock while I'm biting a child. I'm in jail, so it won't be like a smile. But yo, I haven't got the mic in a while. Sitting up late, writing a style. Lyrics roll like a rock while I'm biting a child. I was in jail, so I wouldn't be liking the smile. Yo, I haven't got the mic in a while. Yo, make love to the mic and my girl at the same time. Switching lanes even when I'm on the sidewalk. It's by yo, it's that side pop, bro. Fresh rhymes, yo, when it's game time. Eating steak by the dock of the bay. The Lee hot of a sake, but I don't got a steak knife. Cause I just lost it, but I really think I tossed it. Had to get rid of it fast before the Jake's fine. Out that I fucking cut your mouth. Slash a karate artery on the side of your neck. Cause you're full of disrespect like a retarded Tyler B. But Tommy P's a fucking beast. Bite like Rottweiler teeth. Insane in the brain. Shit sane in your picture frame. White hole with a swallow treat. Suck these, you Luke Skywalker. I'm Darth fucking Vader. I'm your father, B. Now honestly, I wouldn't talk shit about you still, but you had to tell the cops on me. But it's ice by the end of the night. I'ma stick you for your wallet beat. Grip your cast after I whip your ass. Is what you get for talking shit about Tommy P. Just because I like to leave every now and then, I still roll with a note, leaf or a pen. Writing flows, kick a freestyle with a grin, so you can't escape the prison and I'ma put you in a coffin, suffocating on your own halitosis like a sweaty nutsack. Bend your mustache, cut your bus pass, get ready to run fast, cause you don't wanna get caught up in the Tommy gun. Yeah, I haven't got the mic in a while. Sitting up late, writing a style. Lyrics roll like a rock while I'm biting a child. I was in jail, so I wanna be liking a smile. But yo, I haven't got the mic in a while. Sitting up late, writing a style. Lyrics roll like a rock while I'm biting a child. I was in jail, so I wanna be liking a smile. Yo, I haven't got the mic in a while. Yeah, nigga. Hero, this is my beat. I made this shit. Know what I'm saying? I don't need no help. I do this shit myself. What? Hero? Yo, I've been like this my whole life. People think I'm crazy, but I cause I got faith, baby. That's right, I love my mic, just like I love my girl.
Know me, who cares though? I still get money and spit red flows. Oh, you get money, but you share clothes. The streets been talking and I hear those. I heard you got a circle full of weirdos. So me and you, we don't compare, bro. I'm in the 2019 for his head, bro. I'm in some shit that's gon' make them hoes stare more. You niggas so broke, I swear it's like you fair though. Yeah, I hang with lokes and keep some bloods close. Don't have my niggas run up in your front door. Yeah, I'm jacking this handsome shit, but my gunna smoke. Low key, I've been called crazy, but on another note, I'm tryna chill, run for the bills like I'm on Buffalo. But I leave him in stitches if he think it's a fucking joke. She think I love her soul, but I love her throat. I'm a dog, and I'll say that shit under oath. I'm a boss and I'll say that shit under oath. I'm really winning, don't see nobody get nothing close. They versus they real life, it's nothing close. How they lie in the booth, but tell the cops the truth. I told my ex I'm bad for her, like McDonald's food. She stayed around and was heartbroken, I followed through. I keep it authentic like a stitched jersey. Told my chick I don't cheat, but my dick flirty. If mother niggas want beef, then I get dirty. Niggas be an hour ahead of me and it's 6:30. But these days I'm trying to keep the clips pearly. Make money and stack all of my chips early. And find some new talent who could do the splits dirty. Cause my old chick was nasty as Miss Pearly. Yeah, I drink Jack, but the dark's rock is wavy. I be doing what I want like nobody raised me. And let me tell you something that is kinda ironic, baby. I love the kids, but still love a chick that can swallow babies. I know some niggas don't keep it real, I'm not them. I heard some niggas want me killed, tell them pop then. Just tell them niggas don't squeal or call the cops. When I show them that my hands work, my shit's really clocked in. I'm in your bitch top two, you ain't in the top 10. I rep the high, don't come to me with no other nonsense. I don't side switch, switch sides, no I'm not him. I ride for my guy till I die, on some mob shit. It's Mr. High, bitch.
What's up, boys and girls? Welcome back. It's me, your girl, the Guru Warrior. As always, giving you a little inspiration and then getting real gangster and then maybe getting a little angry at the same time. So anyway, you know, I'm not feeling well. The weather's fucking with me, whatever. But at least it's not gonna rain. The only thing that's bothering me is I can't stop sneezing. So, I took a few minutes, sneezed about 15 times, and I'm back. I want to talk about Dave Chappelle's special, Sticks and Stones. Yes, he uses the N-word. I counted at least 100 times. You know, it is not necessary for me, myself, you know, being that I am mixed with so many things, to say that word. You know, I might say it on the slide, you know, around people of like-mindedness, but I'm not going to use it on my show. And I'm definitely not going to say it in front of a child, because that's just the way life is, you know? Because one of the reasons why is my parents were Black Panthers as well as, you know, civil rights leaders in our community, and they are very light-skinned. I mean, like, people did not know we were Black until my parents came home with Black Panther clothes on. And then they just thought it was some kind of funky, cool style because it was the 70s, okay? It was like that. I'm like, okay. So, anyway, my parents got sprayed with water hoses and called the N-word, and so that was particularly not allowed to be said in our household. Plus, you know, in Jamaica and in Trinidad, they don't use that word, you know? It doesn't even sound right coming out of a West Indian's mouth, you know? Might call you something else, which I'm not going to even say, because we don't use those words either, you know? And yes, there is a big racial, there's a lot of racial tension in Jamaica. Don't get me wrong, because, you know, the British brought a whole bunch of different races of people over to Jamaica. So it's not just African Jamaicans. There's Chinese people, there's Indians, there's all kinds of people, white people, German people, you know. So anyway, Dave Chappelle did a few jokes about the LGBT community, and I thought it was great. I mean, you know, my daughter is gay, and I believe that she would have cracked up about that shit. I really do, because she likes Dave Chappelle. Dave Chappelle is funny, you do no wrong. You know, I'm Rick James, bitch, you know, haha, you know. He said he had somebody from the trans community in his audience, and he was kind of scared to do the trans jokes because it was a small setting. It was in California, you know. He had gotten yelled at by a woman for doing Me Too jokes, you know. He was telling Michael Jackson jokes, you know, and things were kind of off-putting but funny, because these are like the conversations, as Mr. G likes to put it, conversations that you have in your head, you know. Like, for instance, when somebody serves you breakfast for dinner, what do you call it? Dinner, right? But you're eating breakfast food, but it's for dinner. It's not breakfast, it's dinner. So why call it breakfast then? Me and Mr. G had like a half an hour conversation about the whole breakfast for dinner thing, right? And it was funny because he was watching a movie with, something like Assassins or some B movie on Prime. So he comes back in and he tells me a story about these cars. Well, these are boats that are being tested in France. They're totally autonomous, and they'll work like water taxis. They make no noise, no emissions, no nothing. Well, during one of the tests, one of these vehicles were pulled over by the police. And I'm thinking to myself, well, how'd they make the thing stop? And who got the ticket, you know? And why? You know, people are so ass backwards. They scream, save the earth, save the earth. And then when it comes to trying to save the earth, they take things like vapor cigarettes and autonomous vehicles and just, you know, say, nah, we don't want that. Fuck it, give us coal. Let's pollute the air. Yeah, keep saying that, but your kids are going to be with sticks and rocks trying to kill animals for breakfast. Now that is dinner for breakfast. You know what I'm saying? So anyway, it's me, your girl, the Guru Borbia, just giving you a little something to make the hairs on the back of your neck stand up and salute. Holy shit, I can't believe she just said that. Yes, I went there because I'm so tired of people, you know, just saying things just to, I don't know, draw attention to themselves. Really, you want to save the earth, but yet you want to smoke a cigarette. I don't get you. Really. It's your girl, the Guru. Peace. I'm out.
You're going to be joining the block party, my nigga. Cheers.
Speedy baby.
Get money. Hey.
out. Hey. Don't waste my time. This a block party, don't hit my line.
Game on.
Don't hit my line. I'm feeling myself, but you blow my mind.
Got four hoes on all fours, straight orgy. Game over, fucking your bitch, cause you gone. Stop calling my name, homie, you don't know me. If it ain't about the money, what you got for me? State to state, city to city.
Yes, sir.
Burning a pound or sucking a titty. D.O.P. and a bitch up in the telly. Sucking my wavos or rubbing my belly. Hitting my celly, joined the block party. It's better that than getting my clock 40. Pressing that button and no, I'm not sorry. Here's a couple of reasons why you can't call me. I'm in a stew where the beats at. Trapping with a G-pack. On the block where the G's at.
They keep asking where you be at. Hit the stool where the beats at. Chasing money and you see that. If it ain't about to come up, don't waste my time. Don't waste my time. This a block party, don't hit my line. Don't hit my line. I'm feeling myself, but you blow my mind. Coming back to back. Holy's unknown numbers keep hitting my jack. Freebies and scammers trying to put me in traps. If you ain't talking change, stop calling me back. Damn. See me working the jams. 1400, see me shine from the grams. They like how you get it off, I don't understand. So I figure out how I move while you talk to your mans. I'm moving around, getting to a big bag. I don't even care what you say in this stat. If the combo irrelevant, fuck the chit chat. But if you talking money, then you know I'm with that.
I'm in a stew where the beats at. Trapping with a G-pack. On the block where the G's at. Or cutting up a G-stack.
They keep asking where you be at. Hit a stool where the beats at. Chasing money and you see that. If it ain't about to come up, don't waste my time. Don't waste my time. This a block party, don't hit my line. Don't hit my line. I'm feeling myself, but you blow my mind. Don't hit my line.
Never bent out of shape, don't fuck with a square. Catch him in my circle, then I'm Xing him out. I draw the line right here.
Right here.
Try to cross that and get left like a hoop in your four flats.
Welcome back, boys and girls. It's me, your girl, the Guru Warrior, doing much better right now. I started making this show on motherfucking Friday, but what happened, you would not believe. If I told you in a million years, probably so you would believe it, because you know me, I'm allergic to everything. So my Asian neighbors started cooking fish, and when I smell it, I just break out in hives. I broke out in hives so much I had to be rushed to the hospital. They kept me overnight. I was like, why? They said, because you keep breaking out. It's not stopping. We're giving you everything. I mean, they gave me everything from steroids to freaking epinephrine to so much Benadryl that I was seeing little purple elephants flying across the room and shit. I couldn't even talk. I was like, and I didn't want to go. Mr. G is like, look at you. You look like you have the chicken pox. I was like, I'm out. You know, I'll do it. So anyway, while I was in the hospital, I was checking out stuff on Twitter, as always. I love, that's my go-to page. I just want to say what's up to all the new podcasters that I met. I mean, God, you guys have such interesting stuff. I feel like, you know, maybe I need to step my game up. Y'all are interesting as hell. But I promised myself that I would stay underground. I'm going to start talking to some more people, though, because that's what really, you know, excites people. I offer you an open invitation to send me an MP3 form of a 5-minute show, and I will actually take that time to put it on my show and just call it Guru Gives You the Keys to Her Kingdom. So you can promote the shit out of yourself on my station. There you go. That's what I want to do for my podcasters. Because we could retweet people all day long and stuff, and people will like you, but they'll never come to your station. So why not give them 5 minutes just to listen on another station? That's cool, right? So let's do that. Let's do that. Here's an open invitation to any podcaster who wants to do a 5-minute show on a different platform. So you do a 5-minute show, send it to me via MP3, Wave, or anything like that to the number 1.guru.warrior@gmail.com, and I'll upload it to my show. And there you go. It's totally free, and it's good advertising for the both of us. You scratch my back, I scratch yours. Now, as I was saying before, you know, all this anti-pollution stuff's got my panties in a twist, man. I'm thinking about my grandkids and my grandkids' grandkids having to kill breakfast with a rock and a stone, man. Like going back to the Flintstone era and shit. This is not good, people. I live in this city and I can barely breathe, okay? I can imagine what it's like for people who live in LA, you know, now that the orange one has stopped all of the auto emission rules. I'm thinking to myself, self, why is this guy doing this? Even Bill Nye, the science guy, said, hey, you know, all you college students, get together. Let's protest this. Let's try to make the adults remember this is your planet, too. Even though you might die before shit gets bad. But it's still your planet. Mother Earth is crying. She got so upset she wiped away the Bahamas, for crying out loud. So let's just think about that. It's me, your girl, the Guru Warrior, on a motherfucking Friday, Saturday edition. Yeah, it has to be. Sorry about that, folks. After that last one, I got so sick, I was like, shit, gotta go. Shit happens, you know? I mean, I can't see myself picking up all my entire life once again and moving because the lady likes fried fish on Fridays. I mean, I guess that's why they call it Friday, but maybe it's not called Friday in her language, but you know, whatever. And I'm still suffering from it because this shit is all over my clothes and all over my stuff and whatever. It's not that bad, you know. I just have to stand outside and breathe some, if you could even call it, fresh city air. Ladies and gentlemen, if you can't laugh at yourself, who can you laugh at? Because you really don't have the right to laugh at anybody else if you can't laugh at yourself first. It's your girl, the Guru. Peace. More music from New York and New Jersey. I'm out.
Shimmy yay. Talking ka-ka, get you shot in the face. Cops watch and spot, you get knocked for the case. Ops on the block, you get locked when it's spray. Scene looking crazy, another baby in the grave. But they was getting gravy, making 80 in a day. Snatching up your homie, he a Cody if he cave. Used to be a Brody, now he lonely in a cage. Knew him since Nickelodeon, he open in the safes. In any confrontation, he a soldier, he don't wait. I love him like a brother, but my mother always say that he ain't have heart like me. She would start hating, throwing all the shade when she would see his name on the call ID. But with all I seen, he a Muslim that's on his deen. In the streets and we on his team. Ain't that so he started ratting, almost made him captain. But here's what happened, far I see. Somebody caught him lacking in his car napping. Walked by, clapped him, R.I.P. It wasn't
you
me.
You all who you hang with, watch living dangerous. Careful of the gangsters, R.I.P. They don't speak your language, they ain't on the same shit. Plotting on your grave in R.I.P. You are who you hang with, watch living dangerous. Careful of the gangsters, R.I.P. They don't speak your language, they ain't on the same shit. Plotting on your grave in R.I.P.
Shimmy, shimmy, yeah, shimmy, yeah, shimmy, yeah. Never disrespect me, I ain't got no time to play. Add it to my pay, bitch, I need it on the way. Dre Day, smoke weed every day. Drippy in the spot, 50 in my Fendi socks. If you acting iffy, you cannot be with me when I'm hot. Plenty backwoods, pre-roll lifted in the drop. Paint dripping, got the mistress on the mission with the top. You'll mind your business if you wishing I'm a flop, but I'm not. Only downfall is if I stop, but I'm not. Bitch, I'm the cream of the crop. Smoke a Russian cream, counting all this cream from the block. Said I mean, ain't no medicine for this reckoning. Medicine, top floor, puffing on this mezzanine. Ever rose gold Rolex, I'm forever clean. While you sleep, couldn't find yourself a better dream. Never seen a team trying to get Mayweather's ring. But I'm that punchline to put your lifeline flat. Come catch a fade, my lines will put your front line back. But never mind that I read before I sign that.
What's up, boys and girls? Welcome back. It's me, your girl, the Guru Warrior, with some crazy shit in her head. Now, this is going to sound totally off the wall and insane at this point, but if we all, as citizens of this great Mother Earth, coordinate this properly, we might be able to bring some noise in 2020. Here's the thing. We're going to bring the noise by being quiet, all right? And one of the ways that we can be quiet and to make people understand is by not getting on the computer, not using our cell phones, not turning the TV on, not turning the lights on, not driving the car. Not even going to work if you can handle that. Maybe we'll do it on a Saturday, you know, where most people don't go to work. any and any place that uses electricity, this, that, taxis, whatever, use those. Use mass transportation. Don't drive. Okay? Don't use your cooking gas stove. Don't use your electricity. Make shit go dark. Even the internet. Then, just then, the earth might just say, hey, thanks for one day. I mean, we all go and we wrap our hands around the trees and go, yeah, love Mother Earth, and then light up a cigarette. Not me. I started vaping. But see, the cigarette industry don't like that because they're losing millions in tobacco money. So they started spreading false rumors. And people that we don't even know or even, never even heard of are starting to die. There's a whole bunch of shit that is standing in our way as far as stopping pollution. It's the timber industry. It's petroleum. It's all the coal. You know, this is one of the reasons why I believe that karma really kicked that coal guy in the ass, man. And it's a terrible thing to celebrate the death of somebody. But maybe now people will start being responsible and start thinking of all the damage that coal is actually doing in our lives. It's great for a barbecue, but it's not great for the earth. Understand? Yeah, I'm sitting here under lights. But guess what? I found out that my neighbor actually has very small, they're like two little panels, solar panels. So I asked my neighbor, I'm like, well, what is that? She said, oh, these are solar panels. They heat my hot water. I'm like, shit, so you don't have to pay for hot water? She said, nope, it's free. I said, well, what happens if it's cloudy? She said, oh, there's something that stores all that energy that has been collected by the sun. Now, even the street lamps here in the city that I live in is powered by solar energy. Street lamps. Even some of the street lights. You know, the stoplights and shit. I live in the corner where the stoplight is constantly going. I'm like, that shit's gotta cost like $1 million. Easily. But it doesn't. They even have garbage cans, right? That are powered by solar energy. Because what it does is, once it gets full, it compacts the garbage and then waits for the people to come and pick it up. And guess what? Those trucks are run. I would say at a better, you know, not pollute the air so much. Even though it still fucking stinks when they pass by. And you sure as hell know when they're coming to get the garbage because that shit's loud. But it's not as loud as it used to be. Understand? They even made new ambulances like that. I don't know about the fire trucks, yo. There's absolutely nothing you can do about a fire truck. You need some fucking power for that. Even Harley Davidson has come out with an electric motorcycle. So let's think about these things. I mean, electric motorcycles, still we're using electricity, but it doesn't, you know, make as much noise as it usually does. All right? So let's think about Mother Earth. Let's try to come up with a plan. Podcast, if you want to be heard, come on over to my station. I'll play it. Musicians, same thing. I'll play it. Listen, my beatmaster has a beat on SoundCloud. She's called Beast on the Beats. And she has a beat. She has a song called Getaway. She needs singers, rappers, anybody. Spit their hottest 16, sing your hottest 16 to that song, and she will give you something very special. So ladies and gentlemen, don't forget, the beats are being brought to you by Beast on the Beats. I'm your girl, the Guru Warrior, saying good motherfucking night. And look, save Mother Earth the best way you can. Leave a room, turn it off. Turn off the light. Don't let your TV run all night. You ain't watching it when you sleep. You don't need noise to sleep. And unplug all of that shit that you're not using. If you're not using your computer, unplug it. You know? At least turn it off. You know? Try to do the best that you can. All right? Now put a big fat smile on your face and go get fucked up, because it's Saturday. Enjoy yourself while you can. I'm your girl, the Guru, wishing you love, health, wealth, peace, happiness, harmony, and most of all, unity. I am out. Peace!
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.